Good morning. Clouds hung on tough overnight despite a departing storm off into the Canadian Maritimes. The result, temperatures in the 20s and lower 30s early on. A chilly northwest wind flow that developed yesterday persisted overnight, and now this morning, with temperatures on the cooler side, they're feeling even colder with that wind at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Also, we have that low-level moisture being wrung out in the form of a little bit of light and spotty freezing drizzle and some snow flurries, particularly in the western Mohawk Valley, the western Catskills, and into central New York. If your travel plans take you into these locations during the day today, and especially early this morning, be prepared for some slippery travel on untreated surfaces. Otherwise, despite high pressure building in, those clouds will be tough to shake off today with the low sun angle heading toward the first day of winter. So we'll go with mostly cloudy skies, a brisk and chilly day with highs in the lower to middle 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight with readings back into the 20s, even some teens across the higher terrain. That same high pressure will be overhead all weekend long, keeping it dry, although clouds once again will linger. Maybe some more sunny breaks, but with less wind, more comfortable, even as temperatures remain in the lower to middle 30s. Any sunshine on Monday morning will give way to increasing clouds during the day as that high pressure center departs, giving way to the next storm system, which will emerge out of the middle of the country and toward the Gulf Coast. Highs on Monday will be in the upper 30s. Out ahead of that next storm, clouds will thicken and rain showers are likely on Tuesday, with highs reaching into the lower 40s. Right now, it looks like the storm will deepen and head toward the Great Lakes on Wednesday, bringing a steady and at times heavy rain for Christmas Eve. It'll be mild, though, with temperatures reaching into the upper 40s to around 50. Temperatures will come tumbling down on Wednesday night and into Christmas morning. Any leftover precipitation with a gusty northwest wind on Christmas Day will fall in the form of light snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm system will bring rain and thunderstorms across parts of South Texas and the western Gulf Coast. Some of the thunderstorms have the potential to be severe with strong winds and hail, along with heavy rain. Meanwhile, additional rainfall and mountain snow is forecast for Northern California and the Pacific Northwest as strong deep layer flow from the Pacific will keep the weather pattern active. A couple of strong disturbances in this fast flow will pivot around a deep low pressure system over the Gulf of Alaska. These disturbances, along with their surface cold fronts, are forecast to bring heavy rain for coastal areas of the Pacific Northwest with some amounts in excess of 4 inches by Sunday morning. Heavy snow in the higher mountain ranges could reach 1 to 3 feet through the weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Yuma, Arizona at 8:57 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Shonai, Japan at 12:42 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under clear skies and some fog. Northwest wind at 18 miles per hour, and the temperature is 14 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with blowing snow and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 21, 67% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with spotty freezing drizzle and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 35, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 12.1 inches and 24.4 inches for the season, which is 14.6 inches above normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 590 and 865 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 54 set in 1985, and the record low 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m., Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered snow shower in the mountains and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy today with a few snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, less wind, lower 30s, lower to mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. Any sunshine will give way to clouds on Monday in the upper 30s, and cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers Tuesday in the lower 40s. We'll have a better chance of rain. It'll be breezy and mild Wednesday, upper 40s to around 50, turning windy and colder on Christmas Day with some light snow or snow showers in the morning and highs back into the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.